Hello, welcome back.
Wait, do we start now?
Yes, so that was
Yeah.
the
Yes.
Zoom woman telling us that the recording has begun.
Okay.
So now we
So we
say
should
hello
say hi.
and
Right, I'll
welcome.
let you guys that and then I'll say hi.
Hello and welcome to
2 o'clock with Keller.
Bring Your Tea
And Leave With More.
Hi, welcome back. Another extra brew episode.
With a very special
Doesn't
guest
sound too
today.
happy. Oh, more than happy.
With a very special guest.
Hello.
Welcome
Oh,
to
hi.
my
Thank you
sister,
so much.
Tea Podcast.
It is a joy to be on here finally
I
after
know. It's been a
weeks
long time coming.
about it. I know. So yeah, it's you. I'm excited for our little girly chats.
Absolutely. When I think of girly pop chats, I think of you, so it's good you're here. Yes.
Always, I can talk
Yeah.
gossip for England, so
That is
that is
true.
why I'm here. To chat
Yeah.
about rubbish.
Exactly. Because we basically already had this chat when we were waiting at the station and we were like,
That is very
right,
true.
give me the lowdown, what are the ick? So
Yeah.
need a full length chat about it. Yeah.
Every girl needs to have this conversation. It's a girl group chat, it's a club bathroom, it's a bar bathroom chat, it's a everyday chat that girls have. So
Yeah, it is.
deep
Yeah.
insight, basically.
Oh, 100%. What, okay, what we start off with? What is like just the top ick?
I don't think there's a top ick.
There's just too
I feel
many.
like there literally are too many, but then it makes us girls. I was deep in it the other day, and it makes us girls come across so horrible because you don't
Yeah.
really hear guys talking about
No, you don't.
it.
No,
It's all us girls.
yeah. But I don't know if I've told you about the fact that Kerry and her friend Sam have a list of 100 icks.
100.
Yeah. No,
Oh,
but
stop.
no, it's legit things, yeah. Because obviously, you talk about icks, it's more stuff just like silly bit. Well, not silly, but show me. But it was, we put stuff on there, like obviously, when they're sexist, like you wouldn't normally say that
Oh
as an ick,
yeah.
but obviously, that is a massive ick. So it's just things that are just like, no.
Right, see, in my eyes, that's more of a like a no go. Like that's a personal
Yeah.
thing. Icks for me are like silly little things where I'm like,
Yeah, you're right.
yuck, why would you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I
Whereas
get
like,
you.
yeah, racism, sexism, all of that shebang, that is just unacceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. I really hate, yeah, like one of our main icks from there is just like when they ask for your snap. I don't know why, but that actually
Oh,
really
yeah,
gets me. I really hate
when you
that.
were right, when you were 13 or 14 and a boy asked you for your Snapchat, that was the best thing in the world. That was like, oh my God, he wants to talk to me. Oh, and you start a streak and all that shit. And then nowadays, someone asks you your Snapchat,
Yeah,
run,
run.
actually
Yeah.
run.
Because I didn't tell you about this. This happened to me with some guy on Hinge. He was What?
a bit boring,
Sorry.
normal. And the conversation Boy.
was dead. Like he was giving nothing. And then he was like, oh, what's your snap? And I was like, oh, sorry.
Oh my
Don't need to
God.
ask that. And then he just nothing. Just aired me.
Oh.
And I was like, fine, you were boring anyway.
Men
But
can't hold a conversation. That is an ick in itself. Like, why can't you talk?
no, literally, why can't they? No, I
Why?
know this is like, oh no, you go.
No, I was just gonna say, why do I have to hold the conversation all the time? Like, get a personality, like,
No,
talk.
genuine. No, did I ever tell you the time when I literally sent one message to this guy and he said, I can't remember what it was he said, but he basically did have a personality on his profile, but it was fit. And then I was like, oh, what's like the best thing about you or something? He's like talking to you. And I was like, why? Do you not
Oh.
have a personality? And then he just unmatched me. But I don't understand yet. Like, just because you're a 10 doesn't mean that you don't need a personality, because you actually do. Like,
Oh.
why do they never ask you questions?
Do you know rugby players are the worst for that?
No,
You
I know.
rugby player. Oh my God, they'll get you into their little trap and then you actually go on a date or actually try and have a conversation with them
It's
and
just
there's
nothing.
nothing. It's like fairies and ducks like tweeting in their heads, like birds.
Fairies
Tweeting
and ducks
in
tweeting
their heads. There's nothing.
from
So yeah, stay away. from the ones that are too fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. But I feel like now, even say someone who's like a six, they act like they're a 10, just because, like, I feel like girls are just dropping their standards, especially because I feel like the good ones aren't even on like Hinge or whatever. So then they just think they're a 10 now, but they're just not.
Yeah. I think it is an ego based thing.
Yeah. Well,
they can do so much better, and it's like, get a grip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Until you find a good one.
Until you find a good one.
Yeah. No.
That's the thing, is one of my main points about icks is that you find a good one, you find someone that you really like, genuinely, I don't think there are icks involved. I think I think there are things that you can be like, that's not okay. But like nothing that would make me go, like none of my icks, I wouldn't get the ick
if he did it.
Whoever I really liked did it. Maybe that's emotional and like lovey dovey, but yeah, no.
Oh,
tested.
Oh my god, I don't think this ever happened to me where like I really like someone and they like don't want my icks and I've been like, that's fine. I've been like, no, you're getting binned off.
Right, so one of my big ones is mayonnaise. Like,
not like mayonnaise. Like,
I hate mayonnaise. Like, absolutely just despise it. And if like a guy was to eat mayonnaise, I'd be like, I can't even go near you. Like, it's not okay. Okay. And then the other day, someone that I really, really like, literally slathered mayo all over his burger, ate his burger, and I was like watching him the whole time. And he gave me a big kiss on my face. And I was like, oh, like I just didn't feel anything. I was like in a good way. I felt a lot of things, but I wasn't like, ew, he's just eating mayonnaise. Like, it wasn't a thought in my brain because I was just like, I fancy you so much that that's not a thing.
Oh, that's really cute though.
You the sick noises.
I think that's a reasonable theory that icks aren't really icks when you like the person.
Yeah, I feel like it's something that everyone needs to test out. Like, I feel like it's a good marker in a relationship because you're obviously going to have the little things that you're like, oh, don't do that, or like the little habits where you're like, ew, that puts me off.
Yeah,
but not the big things.
I want you to share with Kerry the first ick we wrote on that list. We were and we saw something that made us make this list.
So we were sat having coffee outside. It was a lovely sunny day.
On the high street. Contextualising this.
It's needed. And then a big van goes by. And it's a G4S van. Do you have them?
I mean, I don't know what any vans are. Is it like, do you mean like the gas van? Right.
Oh, and then we kind of in sync kind of looked at each other and was like, oh my god. And then we thought that them wearing that, anyone that works for G4S is the biggest ick in the world because they have to wear the helmet and they go and they handcuff themselves to the little plastic suitcase that it's probably got 10 quid in it that they walk around in go into Morrison's thinking they're the like bees knees.
There's like, always two of them as well. They can't be
protective
alone.
Vests and everything, thinking they're gonna get shot up in Morrison's. Like, I'm sorry, that is icky. Anyone on Hinge that says works for G4S, run. Okay.
I actually am.
Very dying.
It's just because it's so true.
Yeah, isn't it? You wouldn't think about it, but you also wouldn't go near them with a 10-foot barge pole.
No. Oh my god.
And they're normally not even that built. Like, they're a bit chubby. So they're I need a man that's going to be able to defend themselves and me.
You know what? This is like a weird thing, yeah, but like, Well, I don't mind if they're like a bit chubby because I can't really talk, but I really hate when like if they have really small nipples. I really don't like it.
No, the opposite. The opposite of that is when they have really big, like pancake
Like
nips.
pepperoni.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I only like normal size ones. I don't like it.
I think it's a. Do you know what actually is a bit of an ick of mine? Is
Oh,
chest hair, or like if it's like only a little bit of hair, I'm like, get it off. I hate it.
oh, yeah, fair. What's like the right amount? Nothing.
See,
Yeah,
I'd
oily
go,
smooth.
yeah, oily. Oh, like just, yeah, that would be ideal, but like. And just
But a
an
little bit of chest hair
average,
is better
a little
than
bit of,
back hair.
but not too, oh, back hair.
Or upper arm hair.
Oh, you went there.
Sorry, we have strong hair opinions.
Yeah, I don't know why I do,
Oh, do
but
I actually find I quite like a bit of hair. I don't
really.
necessarily like it if it's like a massive rug. I quite, I don't know.
But it can't be like pathetic. It can't be bum fluff. Like if you're gonna have hair, you know?
Commit.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. I just don't like if it's like Werewolf Central, like coming out the back of your top. Oh,
Oh.
that doesn't do it for me.
Right.
Sorry.
Wiry. Oh. Yeah, no.
Yeah. What
What
else
else have we got? That was
well,
our
yeah.
top.
Because some of them are so kind of trivial, some of these icks, but others aren't. Go on.
So, treading water is one of our big ones,
When have
but
you ever seen a guy tread water?
you know, you have to envision it. Like, I've seen videos where they basically hold the phone and then they'll go underneath the water and it'll be like 10, 20 men all there, their legs going, like treading water. Ew, stop it, drown, like, stop. Do not tread water. That is so awful. I don't want to see that.
I think there's a cool way of treading water and a non-cool way of treading water. And a lot of people tread water in
It's,
a non-cool
yeah,
way.
maybe it's not treading water. Maybe it's just the legs, like, just going really quickly under the water, like, trying desperately to stay up.
Oh.
But I just,
She's imagining it.
yeah, isn't it
I'm
interesting?
imagining it now and I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
Their feet as well, all going wrinkly in the water.
Oh yeah, like little pugs.
Oh, disgusting. Never.
Also, I'm sorry, I'm not saying yet that men have to be proper like beauticians. I really don't like gross nails. Like, can you just cut them?
That
It
is
just
a big
hurts.
ick. Yeah, gross nails.
Ooh.
It's a big
Yeah,
ick.
I'm quite a hands person. I like
I'm
it.
such a hands
Yeah.
person.
Yeah.
I
Love
hate when
to.
they're like little, like, I don't want to say girly hands, but you know what I
Little
mean.
fingers.
I hate stubby hands, like Elton John hands. I hate that. Like, what's that?
Yeah,
Yeah,
you need
no.
bass player hands.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Like a solid hand that can, like, save me.
Yeah. I mean, we're
Yeah.
the tiny hands.
Yeah. Ella's got, like, the world's smallest hands. Literally, it should
Yeah,
be.
you do.
I have baby hands.
Yeah. But, yeah, the hands, it's not good.
Yeah, I get that with the dirty nails. That's proper
Yeah.
easy.
Because, like, why haven't you washed your hands? Like, that's just uncleanliness. And that's where I draw
Oh,
the
yeah.
line. That's like beyond an ick. That is a life problem. You need to go on a retreat and sort that.
Retreat.
Sort that stuff out. Yeah. But, yeah. What else have we got?
Also, feel free to jump in with some of yours, Kerry.
Yeah. I really hate your because yeah, it's just like with food, I don't like it when they like eat. Just, full
It's
stop, period. Don't
when they
eat.
eat. No, or just like, yeah, when you're like thinking about, oh, what should I eat when I'm on a date and that? And then they just like get like a massive thing of nachos, and I'm like,
Oh, that's.
oh, I don't know. Like, don't eat that.
We
It
could do
is.
a whole episode on the non-date foods.
Yeah, I feel like that's a very like bold move for a guy to order food like that on a first date.
Yeah.
I'd be
I don't know.
Them.
Mm.
You're worth more than a man who eats with his hands. I hate when people touch their food. Like, I've got...
Not a
I hate when people touch their food. I'm like, why are you doing that?
No. Do you know what's worse? I hate when they eat your food. Like when you literally have your pizza on your plate and you've got a slice left and you've literally bitten into it and then they take it and eat it, even though you're not going to eat it. But like, I still bit
what
into
friend
that.
Have you been dating, may I add, that steal the last piece of pizza that you've already started eating?
No, why?
Good.
We need to do an intervention with Perry, I think.
Yeah,
what,
actually do.
What side of these men that eat nachos with their hands and steal your pizza with dirty fingernails?
No, oh my god, I just thought I just thought of something else that I hate. And this isn't to do with food, but Matty gives me the ick when they have little scarves. I hate it.
Little scarves?
Yeah. You know,
but
like,
don't do anything.
That's no, just no, imagine, wait, let me get like a fake scarf. Okay, wait. This is my scarf. And you know when it's like they do the like,
oh no. That is such a 55-year-old dad thing.
It is.
Yeah. Oh. Red scarf and a trench coat.
No, you're literally not allowed to feel the cold. Stop it. Don't want to see a scarf. Don't want mittens. Stop it.
I think a big scarf is okay, but I think
no.
If it's
I'm against
scarves.
Both of you on that. No scarves.
Because imagine like a nice kind
you
of
should
tailored
be...
coat with a, you know, like in the Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yeah, but
you,
that's very...
a good look with the
yeah,
scarf.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
That's very much a you person to go for. Is
yeah.
My person, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
never
not.
Being
freeze.
Seen. Yeah, I'm wearing your coat, babe, not you.
Can you tell we're sisters?
We're so opposite. So
yeah, but that's good because then you're not going to like the same person.
That
you're
is
not going to have to fight over him.
Yeah.
Give me a lad any day of the week. House on fire. Ella could not think of anything worse than being on a date with a lad, I don't think.
No, I couldn't.
No, I can't picture that. Never.
What's your kind of type?
To be fair, I mean, my type is like pretty boys. I don't know. Like with personality, I'm a bit more like, I basically want like a lad, but like one that's really, yeah, I just like, I like someone who's like a proper simp for me.
Yeah, I feel
you
that.
I mean? But like, I am a bit like, I am more like, I prefer a lad, but then they're not really the emotional ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah, until you find a lad that is.
Oh.
And does talk about you to the boys.
Yeah, where is he? I just want, I like it when they like a really extra message me a lot. If I don't like them, then I'm like, oh my god, why are you messaging me? Why do you even want to talk to me?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I know I'm like, oh, you're not the one. But I'm such a like, I don't get the ick if they message those. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cute. That's
and that's where I think Tilly's theory comes in quite well, because if it's someone you like and they're messaging you loads, you're not going to get the ick. But if it's someone you don't like and they're messaging you loads, you're going to get the ick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're more likely to pick up icks from people
you
don't
like.
Actually like. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true.
Because you subconsciously, it comes almost from a place of desperation. You subconsciously know that you don't want anything romantic to do with them, and so you're nitpicking because icks, ultimately, icks are the most nitpicking thing you can do.
It's things like, oh, when a guy bends down to tie his shoelace in the middle of the street, that's an ick, but it's not really, but it kind of is.
Yeah. So I was talking to a male about icks. And see how I'm wording this so well for the podcast. I was talking to that'd be funny. What was I saying? It was going to be a really good point.
I was making a point about
males.
You were talking to a male.
I was talking to a male about this, and one of his icks, they were all really petty, but one of his icks was girls knowing their shoelaces undone, yet they continue to walk with their shoelace undone.
But like, for how long are we walking?
They know it's done. They know it's undone, but they just keep going.
But like, is there a convenient place to stop? But like, I need more context.
Because I think it's a bit icky if you stop when there isn't a convenient place to stop.
Yeah.
See, I don't find that icky.
I think that's just us being polite and considerate, and we're like, oh, we're just going to wait until there's a good moment to stop and tie it up.
But I kind of know what he means about the whole when they know their shoelace is untied, but they're just not going to do anything about it.
Yeah, that would annoy me.
That's icky. It's like, come on, just tie your shoelace up.
Do you know another one was... He said when they've got like acrylic nails and they let them grow out, like, so that it feels, and I looked at mine and I was.
That is a little bit icky. I do agree with that.
Am I at a good level though?
Yours are okay, yeah. Because you know how you see some people's and it is horrific. It's like they've got half a nail.
Yeah.
Like their acrylic is half a nail. Like, that's bad.
Like, what else did he say?
Dry them off your hands at that point.
Oh, like girls that constantly check themselves in their phone, like camera. Like if you're out at an event or a festival and they constantly are like checking their face.
Yeah. Like guys and girls actually who any like
reflection.
They look at themselves and check themselves out.
Oh.
And it's all right to do that occasionally, but every single reflection.
Yeah, I know a few of them.
It just depends, like, how sus you are about it. Because to be fair, I do that, but it's just casually, like,
not sus about it at all.
No.
And then it's like, are you trying to make it look? Are you trying to show everyone that you're looking at yourself, or are you just?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the ics?
Well, actually, going back to the whole shoe thing, we said when their heel comes out of their trainer and they, like, continue to walk.
Well, how can... What, like, their shoe's broken?
No. You know when, say, you, like, step on the back of someone's shoe and their heel comes out and then it bends the back of their trainer because they then stand on it?
Oh, they do both put their foot back in.
Right. Or, like, if you're taking the shopping in and you quickly put some shoes on, but you don't put it on properly and you squash, so your heel's out. That is disgusting.
Have you seen guys do that?
Yeah.
You saw that in real life when we were watching the cycling.
Yeah.
When we were wandering through the crowds. There was a guy, I don't know who he was, but he had loafer-type shoes on, but... They become like open back loafers, like slip-ons.
Because he'd worn them that much. Because he'd worn them
that much without putting his foot in them properly. Like, you could see underneath his heel, you could see where the back of the shoe had been like pressed down.
Oh, I hate that.
Shoes. It's horrific. Like, buy a pair of sliders or just quickly put your shoe on properly and like have it untied. That's fine if you're doing that, but don't do that. Don't ruin your shoe.
Yeah, literally.
Something else that I really don't like is when I'm talking about like celebrity stuff or like really famous movies and I don't know what I'm on about. Like, I remember this one time I felt bad. There's this one guy that like gave me so many eggs.
He
did know who Stacey Solomon was.
Huh?
Living is that not really top? Weird? I was like, no, I didn't want to talk to you. Because you're just not living the same life as me. But I hate it. Like, I get the ick if they don't know the same stuff. Like, if they, you know, the AJ and Curtis thing when it's like,
on the roundabout.
Oh, Trish.
Yeah.
What mum say, probably stop all whinging. I hate it when they don't know, like, stuff like that. I'm like, ew, that's icky. That's like,
it's not. It's pop culture.
Yeah, when you don't, because I think you have to have that kind of overlapping pop culture knowledge. And I think it is an ick when they don't. But that's he didn't know who Stacey Solomon was. I think I remember you telling us this.
Literally, I'm actually like, sorry, I just don't think we can go out again because that's just a bit weird.
Are there any more good ones? No, quick fire rounds.
Like, that's when it kind of shows the lack of compatibility between you as well. So that becomes an ick.
See, I think this is where there's a big issue because I think there's a line. I think there's a, we've got icks, they're little annoying things, and then we have actually got deal breakers. We've got the big things in all of this.
Yeah. The line between icks and deal breakers.
Icks have just, it's just become very normal to be like, oh, that's an ick.
Yeah, to kind of.
Yeah. It
seem less serious, like, oh, that actually, maybe that did hurt me a little bit.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Maybe. Don't know.
Just the thought I had. The guys who build robots and fight them on TV.
Oh my god. They still do things like that.
Yeah, because George had it on the other day.
No. Coughing with their tongue out.
Coughing with their tongue out.
Who does that?
You know, people so cough and then their little tongue like pokes out a little bit out their mouth. Put your tongue in your mouth.
Because first of all, covering your mouth if you're coughing.
Yeah.
And second of all, don't stick your tongue out.
Their mouth looks like a bum hole. Monetization gone. If you ever make money for this. I said bum hole.
Oh no.
No.
Can't believe it. I hate it when they wear pointy boots.
Pointy boots?
What's that?
No, like boots that are like really pointy.
I know pointy boons. And I was like, what's pointy boons? pointy boot. I would not want to see a man in a boot, to be honest. Hands down, any form of boot.
What about like Timberlands? That's fine.
Yeah, if they're in like work trousers.
The shoes have to go with the outfit.
Work trousers are the opposite of an ick for me. That stuff makes me melt. Man in work trousers. Whatever face is on that man, I don't care. He's in work trousers. They're little bums.
Little bums.
Oh.
I was going to say, because work trousers are normally quite tight. I don't really like tight trousers.
Yeah, skinny jeans. That's not good.
Skinny jeans is not okay.
I don't like little twiggy legs.
No.
More boys than you think have very skinny legs.
I think
for girls to have bigger thighs than like two of the men's legs put together.
Yeah, this is the thing. It's not even like a hating on them, but I think it's just because of me. I'm like, I'm sorry, but how are you allowed to be smaller than me? Well, that's rude.
Yeah, it is rude, actually. That's an ick in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a funny one. How do you feel about grey joggers?
What, like in public or at home?
In general, men.
If you're coming out to meet me, then no, that's an ick. But if I'm just at yours, then that's fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't wear joggers in public.
Yeah.
Go. Like girls, a wide leg drawstring jogger.
Yeah, well, that's a very different one. Like,
the weird
tapered at the shin.
Yeah. Kind
of jogger that go a bit baggier at the thighs. That's not a look outside of your own home.
Yeah.
I get the ick from, like, if they have loads of ketchup. No, like, you know, I'm just thinking of, like, I remember at uni, like, the guys, when they would be cooking food, they just like, would have a random bowl of pasta and loads of ketchup on it. They wouldn't put anything else in it.
Oh.
Well, that's all they did. Like, all their, that was in their cup of, like, pepperami and ketchup.
Yeah, that's not good.
I hate it when they don't eat properly. But also, it gives me the ick when they're like, I eat 10 eggs for breakfast, and that's it.
It's like, are you Mr. Strong?
Protein.
Okay. Like, so glad that you have a life.
Yeah, but that's the whole, like, they're trying to impress you kind of thing, isn't it? They're like, oh, I'm going to feed her what she wants. Like, oh, she'll love me if I tell her I eat 10 eggs. Like, I care about my protein intake.
So that must like, be quite a gross-smelling kitchen, because it doesn't ever really smell nice.
They probably don't. Eggs. They probably don't eat 10 eggs, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, it's an impressive thing, isn't it? It's like... Oh, yeah.
Well, to be honest, like, even just eggs give me the ick, like, just them existing.
You can't think about it too much.
That's just, like, a life ick.
How would you find you a guy?
What do you mean?
There's a lot of very niche things compiled.
Well, yeah, but at the same time,
you
when
know.
I'm no, but I like, you know what I'm like? I literally get obsessed with someone after like one date,
Yeah.
and then
Yeah.
I'm like, hee, and it's fine. I don't know. I don't normally like, I'm not the one to cut it off. Actually,
Yeah.
no, I can't. No. I don't know. Am I?
I don't know, maybe 50-50.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters either way. As
No.
long as there's a learning point, that's like the mum side of me that's like, do you know that you're
And to
not
be fair,
into
the guy I'm talking to right now is very different from everyone else. Like, to the point that when I like first started talking to him, I was like, I don't know. Like, I wasn't super sure because I was like, you're literally so different. Like, what am I doing? But I think he's the nicest person I've spoken to.
Yeah, he's very
Because.
different from guys you've spoken to before, but I think that might be a good thing. Try something new.
Yeah, because I like it good. Because. Okay, well, he's like, he's not Asian, but. And he's like, he talks to me about books and nerdy stuff. And like, it's actually deep. Whereas I don't like dumb down what I say, but I am be like, oh, maybe I won't talk about nerdy stuff.
That's the problem. You have to just be 100% transparent from the beginning. You start off, I was even telling you, was it you I was talking about? And I was like, I can't start a relationship off like with little small lies, like white lies or like hiding parts of yourself, because that's just going to crumble down on you at the end of the day. And also, going back to the whole like you feel different, like feeling different is the best thing ever. And like it takes so many situations, and it only takes one person to be like, oh, this is what I should feel like. Oh, this is a nice feeling. And suddenly,
You are.
life is good. But you have to have the worth, and you have to know your worth, and you have to not deal with it.
Yeah.
I can't say that. And you have to not deal with little things that annoy you or, yeah, never dumb yourself down for anybody,
No.
ever,
No.
ever.
This is why
Wow.
I need you on the podcast more, because
Yeah.
I'm not with all these wise words.
I'm
You're
not being
really
very,
you are being articulate.
The words aren't wording.
Words aren't wording.
See, I swear a lot, more so now than ever. And it just falls into my vocabulary.
But you're
Ugh,
doing a
why did I
very good
say that
job. You
word
have
like that?
occasional
Have
but they'll
I?
disappear quite easily when I edit this. But it's good because you've
Yeah, what was I gonna
brought the
say though?
energy.
More passion. More
I
passion.
did.
More
Oh,
energy.
sure, you Gary and their
Oh
sister did a TikTok of
no, you
that. Yeah.
didn't. Love.
Oh, I think the link is still there. I'll see if I can find it.
I was the biggest ick last night
What's it?
because I got off the plane, I walked like round the corner and I just fell over, like proper massively fell. And it was so bad because the whole plane was behind me and I had to walk for 10 minutes to get to passport control with everyone behind me. And it was so bad because like
You on your own?
no, I was linking arms with my mum and I had a big backpack on. But she's really weak, like she's proper skinny. So she couldn't stop me, even though she was holding
Oh,
on to me.
bless
But it was
her.
even worse because, like, I didn't go straight away. I did like a triple jump. I was going like, kept going
Oh,
and going
that's
because I was about to like. I thought I was going to stay up, but my bag toppled me over. So it wasn't just a flat on my face. It was like a really drawn out fall.
It's that part that if you were in a film, you would have tripped and fallen. A man would have helped you up, and that would have ended the
No.
story. So we can manifest that for next time you fall flat on your face.
Okay, thank you. But this is why I have a genuine fear every time I go downstairs. To be fair, this was just on flat pavement, but I get really worried every time I go downstairs that I'm going to fall down them because
Watching
I
them,
actually will.
oh, when they like trip over your own feet,
and then like they have to carry on because they think no one saw them, but you saw them trip over. Oh, I actually did an ick yesterday.
Did you? It's quite. I think it's quite funny when you catch yourself in an ick. Like you do something. Like,
yeah, we were just having a conversation.
You know when you have to wipe your feet on the mat as you're walking in somewhere
every morning in the gym.
But like, you don't. You can't keep your momentum walking. You have to physically stop in your tracks to wipe your feet while you're walking.
Yeah,
that's an ick. I did
only if it's wet. You can do that.
Yeah. Sorry, you gave yourself the ick yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I got up. We were, like, laughing and joking and having a conversation. I got up to go and get a menu and then, like, flung to, like, hit him jokingly and knocked over my wine. It went all over him. He had wet trainers. It went all over the table. And we were sat, like, quite far from the bar. And I had to walk up and ask her for blue roll, and she like came over, and then we were all there, like three of us wiping the wine, and he was like, I've got wet feet.
Oh no, what colour wine was it?
Oh, just a Sauvignon, so we're fine.
Oh, that's all right, yeah. Oh, you're good.
Wipe feet.
Yeah, he was like, oh, my feet are a bit wet. His leg was wet. I'm so sorry. I'm very cozy anyway, so
yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, I think the moral of the ick story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Moral of the ick story. This is like a Victorian's children's book where we tell you the moral of the story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's... I haven't got it. I thought it was going to come to me.
But it's basically what you said at the start about, like, obviously it's just silly, the stuff we're saying. Like, I don't mean to hate on people's appearances or whatever. No, but when you really like someone, none of it matters. It's just like for the lols.
Yeah, it's little things that you can laugh off.
Yeah.
I think icks are laugh offable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was lovely to be a part of your little confab.
Before joining
Thanks so much for coming along.
Excited to hear what other people's icks are as well. Yeah. Start a little conversation
Let us know
what the icks are and how you feel about our icks as well.
Yeah.
Because obviously we've discussed amongst ourselves our own ick. So like ketchup is not an ick for me. But is for Kerry. But mayonnaise.
Yeah, see, I don't care about mayo. I am the mayo person.
That was an ick for me when they mix mayonnaise and ketchup.
Oh. That's rude.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
On another episode at some point soon.
Of course, always. Girl chats.
Girly pop chats.
Loves ya. Alicia.
Woo.
Is that the end?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to 2 o'clock with Keller.
Join us next time for more.